We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Today we're going to be looking at the book of Proverbs. Proverbs lays out for you and I the description of the fool. You know, the other day I was waiting on road work and I had a lady that had stopped us and we got to talking a little bit and she made the statement. She said, "You know, I don't understand what's happening today in our world. Our schools," she said, she has her children and grandchildren in the school. And she says, some of the stuff that's going on in our school, she says, I don't understand how they can promote that and push that. Well, understand the Bible lays out for us how that happens. How do we get to where we are today? How's that possible? Well, first of all, I want you to understand that in Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But the rest of that verse says, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. And so that knowledge, it comes from the Lord, or from the fear of the Lord. The Bible says He has abounded towards us all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of His will. Imagine that. Concerning what? Redemption. And now to have our sins forgiven. He shows His mercy and His goodness by sending His Son, Jesus, to be born and to be the sacrifice for sin. Remember, we celebrate Christmas in that verse, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Well, He is a Savior. God did that. God knew that man would need a Savior. God did not provide salvation through religion. He sent His Son for that. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that if you would believe in Him, you could have everlasting life. And so, understand, through the fear of the Lord, we have salvation. We have redemption. He saved us to change us. He saved us that we might be a witness of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He saved us that we might bring glory to God. And so in the Bible, the wise man, I want to look at the wise man. I want to look at the fool. I'm going to just take a few verses. First of all, the wise man. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The Bible says, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. So if I fear the Lord, I will trust this book, the Bible. I will trust in God's plan of salvation. He sent His Son to forgive sinners. I'll believe, I'll trust in Him, and then I'll follow His principles. And so what does it say here? You want to be happy? Well, blessed. Happy is everyone that feareth the Lord. And so to fear the Lord means I will walk in his ways. I'll know his principles. I'll obey his commandments. When the psalmist said in Psalms 34, I will teach you to fear the fear of the Lord. And then he went on to say, if you desire life and good days, you better keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. A tongue is an instrument of much evil. It needs to be restrained. He says, depart from evil. What's that mean? Well, from evil men, from evil things, from evil words and evil works. All right. So the wise man, he hears the word of God. He will increase in learning and understanding. That's Proverbs 1:5. The wise man, he knows every good path. That's Proverbs 2, verse number 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom, and out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. All right. And then shall he understand righteousness, judgment, equity, yea, every good path. Today, what's missing? Well, we're not teaching that in the schools. We're not teaching the Ten Commandments. We're not teaching the good book, the Bible, God's principles. Hey, it starts with God. In the beginning, God, he created. He made you. He knows you. He knows exactly what you need. And to get to this point, well, it starts with salvation. Then applying God's principles. Blessed, happy is every man that follows God's path. He'll know the good path. He'll know the right path. Now let's get to the second part of this. The fools that are defined in the scripture. You know, when that lady said, well, how do we get here? The bizarre things that are being promoted, that are being pushed at our children. How do we get to this? Well, today we have a lot of fools. They're in the media. They're controlling our White House and Congress. All right? That's obvious. Well, the fool said in his heart, there is no God. That's where that starts. But yet the Bible states that all men know God. They know it through the Creator, through creation. They know it through their conscience. I'm not going to get into that. But you know, when they deny God, when they reject God, and they reject God's word, the Bible says in Romans 1 that they become vain in their imaginations and their foolish heart is darkened. How do you get to this point where you move so far away that you make statements that go against the basic principles, the basic laws of nature? How do you get to this place? Well, when you leave God's word and you leave God's principles, it doesn't take long. And so the fool, listen to what he says, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the ass, and a rod for the fool's back. Proverbs 26:3. Why is he saying that? Well, the fool, he's out of control. Proverbs 25, verse number 28 says, he that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city that's broken down and without walls. What causes a person to commit vicious crimes? How do we get to the terrible damage and destruction of human life? Well, you leave God's word. They become vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart is darkened. And a fool, well, he's out of control. He has no rule over his own spirit, all right? And so it's not about guns. It's not about race. It's about moving away from God. And so at the end of this, I want you to know, the wise man knows what he needs to do. The wise man, if you fear their Lord, you'll walk in the paths of the Lord. You'll follow his principles. And so the law of marriage, the institution of the family, God set it up. It works. It'll produce the right results. But it starts with salvation, and then it's you take God's principles. And so wherever you're at in this life, however broken your family is, however broken your life is, you can turn to God, and he'll forgive, and he'll help, and he'll give you grace to pick up the pieces and do something with it. And so it's not a difficult thing to do. It's more difficult to continue in sin because sin is destructive. And so at the very end of this, I want to close with this. All sin will be judged by God. Notice Proverbs 26:10. He talks about the fool and he talks about the wise man. But then he says, the great God that formed all things, both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressors. Then he says, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. And so that, you know, we know a dog will get sick and then he'll go back to that which he vomited up and eat it again. But here God says that's what the sinner does. Sin makes him sick. It does damage to his life, and yet he goes back and he does it again. Well, understand the Creator. What's He going to do? He'll reward the transgressors. One day every knee shall bow, and they're all going to have to confess that God is Lord. They're going to have to confess that their sin is sin, and they're going to be judged according to it. Jesus made the statement when the Jews said, well, we follow our rituals and our tradition. We're good Jews. And what did Jesus say? I didn't come to destroy the law. If you look at Matthew 5, He said, I want you to know, as long as there's a heaven and an earth, not one jot or tittle will pass from the law. It's exactly as God gave it. Well, you say today, nobody's following that. We're way far away from that. Oh, but wait, the fool will continue to go on. Like the dog that vomits, his sin is terrible. It's causing terrible problem, but yet he'll go back to it and he'll eat it back up. So the sinner will do the same. That's what the fool does. But the wise man, trust Jesus. Apply His principles. Live by God's law. It'll produce the right results. Hey, this is Pastor Warner. I'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobridge.